Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Big run for St. John's. They take a 67-56 lead with less than 4 minutes to go against Creighton. So this is college basketball for you. We've seen it so many times this year. Creighton, a big win against UConn. And then it looks like now they're going to follow up with a loss against St. John's. That game with about 4 minutes to go. Then you also have Maryland and Rutgers. The Terps got some late money coming into the game, and they're up 54-40 on Rutgers with 7 minutes to play. SMU in South Florida, the Bulls, one of the great stories this year in college basketball, up 57-45 now on SMU with 10 minutes to play. So, Dan, looks like I'm going to go 0-3 on all my live bets, which is just awesome. You know, want a little bit more action, keep me entertained, watch these games, ends up backfiring. So, you know, that's live betting. That's how it goes. Sometimes it works for you, sometimes it doesn't. All three of those teams that were big dogs at halftime were all favored, and looks like none of them are going to come back and make any of these games interesting. So, crazy, man. Underdogs to start the day looking pretty good so far.
Nah, you know, sometimes you ride the wave and you get a big surf, and other times you go crashing beneath the water, right? And today, both you and I are crashing beneath the water.
Indeed.
Because this Creighton St. John's thing is just crushing me. I mean, congratulations to Rutgers, who has now officially scored more points in the second half than the 18 they scored in the first half. So good job, guys, there. But they just could not, they can't hang with Maryland. And Maryland's not even that good this year. So we're crashing today. This is what I get, PJ. Literally the first thing I said was how good of a day I had yesterday. And now I'm paying the price.
It's how it goes, Dan. The ups and downs, the ebbs and flows of sports betting. So South Florida up by 9 with 9 minutes left to play. I really like this Bulls team, man. Their head coach was the coach of Kennesaw State last year when they made the tournament, nearly upset Xavier. So he's got another good squad this year. And I hope that college basketball moving forward heads in the direction of, like, when we're comparing teams like South Florida, who's a really good mid-major, and we get these teams out of these Power Five conferences that are like barely holding on. Give me the mid-major school every single time, right? So I'm hoping that South Florida, even though I'm going to lose this SMU bet, continues to win games so that even though if they don't win their conference tournament, the American can be a two-bid league with FAU and hopefully USF, and they can get into the tournament because they're a really good team, really good story this year. But again, they lead by 10, St. John's up 11, and Maryland up 14. So double-digit games going on in the three college hoops game that we are monitoring so far. We also have spring training underway in Major League Baseball, and now it's time to look at some futures as we look at the AL Cy Young odds for this upcoming season. Gerrit Cole is plus 500 for the Yankees. Kevin Gausman plus 650 for the Jays. You have Framber Valdez plus 850 for the Astros. Corbin Burns, newly acquired pitcher for the Orioles, at plus 900. Pablo Lopez of the Twins is 11-1. Luis Castillo of the Mariners is also 11-1. George Kirby of the Mariners is 16-1. Then you have Tarik Skubal of the Tigers, 18-1. Cole Reagans of the Royals, 20-1. And Dylan Cease of the White Sox is 20-1 as well. Denton, when you look at AL Cy Young, anything that that you like?
All right, so I got a question for you. This is just a philosophical question here, because the Cy Young is an individual award. Mm-hmm. But do you think any team success factors in to the award? Because some of the guys that you mentioned are going to be on teams that could potentially be 20, 30, maybe even 40 games under 500. Like, can you see a guy pitching for the Tigers who win, let's just say, 80 games? Can he win a Cy Young?
I think his numbers would have to be better than a guy on a contender, but I certainly think in the last decade or so that wins losses haven't been as much of a factor, and you can win a Cy Young award if you play for a team that's not going to be good, that's not going to make the playoffs. So to answer your question, yes, but I think it's going to be harder for that team. Like, certainly it's going to be harder for a Tarik Skubal than it will be for a Gerrit Cole or a Framber Valdez of a team that we know is going to be competing for a playoff spot, trying to win a World Series. Like, I think it's going to be harder for those guys.
So you have to take that into consideration then, because that what you're effectively saying is that some of these guys have to be like the absolute no doubter,
right,
best pitcher in the league for them to win the award. So just based off of that, if you think a team like Kansas City or Detroit is maybe not going to be good, I would immediately take them off the slip and say, all right, I don't think this team's going to be all that good. I'm not going to put any money on them. I do look at your Orioles as one of the potential boom or bust teams. They were so good last season, so I think the expectation coming into this season is that they're going to be just as good, if not at least a little bit better, if they end up being better. That 9-1 value on Corbin Burns is huge. They just acquired him. They just acquired him. He's going to be their number one guy. If they're just as good or better than they were last year, you put him in a really good spot there. So I like that 9-1 value, but I also am a little weary of a team that was a surprise maintaining that level of competitiveness. Now, I think they're built a little bit differently than we've seen in years past with these sorts of situations. But as of right now, I look at him at 9-1 and say that I feel pretty confident about that. But if I'm going to put this money of mine on anybody, at least on this list, I'm going Valdez from the Astros. Because one thing I've learned over the past decade is the Astros are consistently good and they have a great pitching staff. They just kind of pump these dudes out, whether it's Keuchel, Gerrit Cole. I mean, they had Justin there for a little bit. But now with Valdez, like, I'm looking at him at 850 plus 850 and saying, all right, I think this team's going to be good. I think if he's the best pitcher on a team that's really good, that puts him in a really good spot to win the award, more so than a guy that's good on a bad team. So I would lean him at plus 850.
Yeah, that could be interesting. I think both Orioles pitchers are intriguing. Burns at plus 900, Grayson Rodriguez at 25-1, especially because of the injury of Bradish. Those guys, they're going to need more out of them. Burns certainly, right? Like, they traded away two MLB-ready prospects for Burns. He's on his final year of his deal, so they're really going to use him. So I can see the angle behind Burns plus 900. Grayson Rodriguez for the Orioles was the top pitching prospect in baseball a couple of years ago, had a great second half of the season last year. I think he's intriguing. Kind of like Zach Eflin at 30-1 of Tampa Bay. I mean, you talk about organizations just churning out pitchers. Does anybody do it better and without more media coverage than the Tampa Bay Rays. They just roll out of bed every year, win 90 games, and they always seem to have one or two starters that have great numbers for them. Eflin, when he got traded over, was awesome for him. So if he puts that together for a full season, I think a 30 to 1 price for him could be really good. Then you got guys with like electric stuff at 100 to 1 as well. Mason Miller could be a guy to watch for Seattle at 100 to 1. He was nasty when he got called up last year, but it's going to be an interesting race. I certainly think the two Orioles pitchers could be good. I think Pablo Lopez at 11 to 1 for Minnesota, he's a really good pitcher as well. Could be a guy that I would target. If I had to make a bet, though, I think I'd put it on Burns at plus 900 or Zach Eflin at 30 to 1 for Tampa. I think one of those two guys for me would be guys that I would target for AL Cy Young. Seattle's got some really good pitchers, too, Denton, like Logan Gilbert, George Kirby, Luis Castillo. You know, that's another team that's got really good arms. They play in one of the best pitchers' parks in baseball out there in Seattle. If you had to take a choice on any of the Seattle guys, Castillo, Kirby, or Gilbert, would you maybe look into a bet with any of those three?
I think I would lean Kirby. I just like the value a little bit better, 16 to 1. He's the guy that I would lean, but honestly, like, Seattle was the team I was talking about, right? Because they were really good a couple years ago. They had such high expectations last year and completely fell off. Hopefully they're better this year. So I would lean Kirby if you're making me choose between the three, but honestly, I don't know if I'd bet any Seattle Mariners to win the Cy Young.
What do you think about Dylan Cease? This is one of the best pitchers in baseball a couple years ago, and last year, the White Sox, just what a disaster of a season. Cease really wasn't good. He's been the talk of, you know, maybe trades to the Orioles, trades to the White Sox, trades to some of these other teams. He's got 2 years left on his deal. At 20 to 1, even though the White Sox are going to be really bad, you know, you talked about it earlier. Do you take a guy off the Tigers? Do you take a guy off the Royals? Well, Cease certainly has the track record. He's got the name that people are aware of, and he could have the chip on his shoulder like, look, I'm trying to win a ring. I'm trying to get out of Chicago. What do you think of Cease at 20 to 1? Because you got a guy who could be motivated to get out of the White Sox, and then when he does go to a new home, he might be pitching on a contender, and obviously they could be really using him, you know, having him throw 110 pitches plus at each start. Do you see an angle maybe for Dylan Cease at 20 to 1?
So, one, I'm not betting on anybody on the White Sox. Two, I would never put a futures on someone that I think is going to get traded. Just because, if they get traded from the AL to the NL, what does that do to your bet, right? So, I would never bet on somebody that I anticipate is going to get traded. My guess is that you're right. He's not going to finish the season with the White Sox if he's having the caliber of the year that would put him in the conversation for Cy Young. So while I think he himself could have a great season, I would not put my money on a guy that plays on a bad team that wants to get traded to another team.
It's fair enough. That's fair enough. It's a good point, too, if they change, you know, leagues to the AL or the NL or vice versa. You know, how does that all work? I think Cease could be intriguing, though, just for the reasons that I mentioned, because I do think he has a bounce back season. I think he'll be highly motivated, and I think there's a chance he could be traded to a contender. I think the White Sox are doing the right thing, knowing that, you know, they certainly could trade him this offseason, but you wait in the deadline when teams get more desperate. Maybe they throw in another prospect that they wouldn't have back in January or February. So be interesting. AL Cy Young race. Gerrit Cole, of course, your favorite with the Yankees at plus 500. 2 hours down, 2 hours still to go here on Sunday's Bets. PJ Glasser alongside Denton Day. Going to have a guest join us for the first time this show in the next hour, 2:20 p.m. Eastern time. Joseph Duarte is going to join us to talk about the Houston Cougars. And is this a different year for the Cougs heading into the NCAA tournament? We're going to talk some college basketball, though. Stock up, stock down. Which teams do Denton and I like and don't like heading into the tournament, as we are 3 Sundays away from Selection Sunday? That coming up next on Sunday's Bets.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.